Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Pine Ridge's first and probably last art exhibit was not exactly a success. None of the townsfolk seemed at all interested in bidding for the surrealist paintings of Lum and Mabel Melrose. In fact, the only picture that auctioneer Spears was able to dispose of for a good price was his own artwork called Bowl of Fruit. As we look in on the little community today, we find a pretty dejected Lum talking to his partner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Listen.
Well, don't you want to keep none of your pictures at all, Lum?
No, throw every dadgum one of them away. I don't want to even think about painting again as long as I live. Throw them all away.
Even your masterpiece here, this woodchuck under fog?
Even that. Fact is, that's the worst one of the whole lot. All them idiotic pictures ever did was make a laughing stocks out of me.
Aw.
I ought to know better to ever taken up that junk in the first place.
Well, to be honest, it did seem sort of silly to me, Lum, but I just never wanted. Well, here comes Grandpappy Spears up out there.
You know, I almost ought to apologize to Grandpap for making him try to auction off them surrealistic pictures at the exhibit the other night.
Oh, he's a happy man, Lum. He got to sell that bowl of fruit pitcher of his, so he thinks the exhibit was a big success. Fact is, his was the only one that brung any money at all. Them two pitchers of yours and Mabel's just brung 35 cents, Lum.
Abner, let's not go through that again, please.
And I was the one that paid the 35 cents, too. That's the worst part of it right there.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, come on in, Grandpap.
Yeah, sit down. Take a look off your feet.
Yeah, I can't stay but a minute. Gotta get on back to the place. Gotta get to work.
Work?
Yeah.
What kind of work are you doing?
Well, I'm doing some... Well, for the lonely sakes, are you throwing them paintings away, Lum?
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm giving that silly idea up for good. And it's a good riddance, too.
He don't even want to think about it no more, Grandpap.
Yeah, sir, that's cute. Here you are giving it up, and I'm taking it up.
Huh?
Of course, I'm on the right track, though. I ain't painting that surrealistical fiddledy flap doodle. I'm painting pictures of bowls of fruit. Now, that's art.
Well, I will say that you can tell what a bowl of fruit is when you look at it, Grandpap. And that's more than you can say for that surrealistical stuff.
Why, sure, sure. It showed up at the exhibit the other night. Did Lum's picture bring in any money? 2 bits.
Yeah.
And Mabel Melrose's picture brung 10 cents.
Well, I had to buy both of them, too.
And when I put up my painting, what happened? $10 cash.
Yeah.
And why? Because it was real art, that's why. A bowl of fruit. 2 bananas and an apple.
Yeah, Grandpap, we know all about the painting of yours.
Yeah, for goodness sakes, hash up. That's all you've talked about for the last few days. I'm getting sick and tired of it. I admit the exhibit was a failure as far as me and Mabel's concerned. Now, let's just let it go at that.
Don't mention it no more, Grandpap. You're just sort of hurting Lum's feelings.
Oh, well, I know just how you feel, Lum, and I won't mention it again.
No,
wouldn't hurt your feelings for anything in the world.
Yeah, good for you, Grandpap.
Now, you take some folks, they go right ahead on and say the wrong things in a situation like this. But not me. I've lived too long, got too much sense for that. And I know how to be tactful.
Yeah, well, that's a thing to be at a time like this, you know.
Just cause Lum got himself off on an idiotic idea and made a pigeon-toed monkey out of himself is no reason why anybody ought to rub it in or keep reminding him of it.
Grandpap, if you've got some work to do, maybe you better run along and do it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have got work to do, Abner,
yeah.
So I can't stay but a minute. So don't ask me to now, cause I can't do it. Not now, anyway.
Yeah, well, I won't ask you.
Well, it won't do you no good, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, good, good.
Oh, I might stay a few minutes, but no longer than that, you understand.
Yeah.
Just long enough to cheer Lum up a little bit.
Yeah, well, I don't think he wants no cheering up now, Grandpap.
No, I'm getting along just dandy, Grandpap. We'll see you tomorrow or something.
Yeah, you come back tomorrow, Grandpap.
Oh, I'll be way yonder too busy with my paints and brushes tomorrow.
Oh.
But, Lum, you just stop worrying about what a failure you are. We can't always make successes out of ourselves in everything we do, you know.
Grandpa.
And there's always a bright side to these things.
Oh, my.
Now, you've learned something out of this. Next time, you won't be such a pigeon-toed numbskull. You'll know enough to stick to painting bowls of fruit.
For the land's sakes, Grandpa, why don't you go home?
That's just where I've got to go, Ed.
Yeah.
But I want to be sure Lum's feeling good again before I leave. Yes, sir, Lum, after this, stick to bowls of fruit. Take that painting of mine, for incidence. 2 bananas and a apple.
Oh, my
Sold
goodness.
For $10.
Grandpap, the folks are just being patriotic and buying that much war stamps. That's why they bid that high on that picture of yours.
Now, you take my next picture, one I'm working on now, I'm painting practical, the same bowl. But this one's got 4 bananas in it.
4?
Yes, sir, and a apple, too, of course.
Yeah.
But I figured with twice as many bananas in there, I ought to get twice as much money for it.
Why, sure, you ought to. Yeah, you ought to get $20 for this one.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you got to think about in this painting business. That's getting into the real art.
I don't just think how much you could make if you put a whole dozen bananas in that picture, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you got to put the apples in there, too, Abner.
Why, sure, but I mean put a whole dozen bananas in there.
Oh, sure. I tell you, there's a great future to this stuff. No limit to what you can make.
Right, Douglas, I might take up this painting myself, you know, and I might do it.
Of course, you got to have talents.
Oh, you do, huh?
Oh, yeah, but you can get them easy enough.
Well, good for me. I'm going to start out right now with a pitcher and put 2 dozen bananas in there and just make myself enough money right to start with the retire on.
Well, I wouldn't do that, Abner, if I was you.
You wouldn't, huh?
Oh, you got to paint an awful big bowl to hold that many bananas.
Oh.
And takes a lot of paint, too.
Yeah, Dogie, that's right, yeah.
Especially if you paint a purple stripe around the bowl like I did.
Yeah, well, I think I might just use a plain bowl, no stripes at all.
And if you ruin your picture, think of all the paint you've wasted.
Yeah, and think of the bananas I'd be ruining, too. Them things hard to get now.
Why, sure. I wouldn't put too many bananas in. It's too hard to get points to buy the picture with.
Yeah, that's right. Got to think about that, yeah.
And, of course, if I was you, I'd just start out with about 1 banana and maybe 1 apple and then just work up from that. Great.
Well, that might be a good idea. I might just do that. Don't you think that'd be best, Long, for me to do that? For the land's sake, whereabouts is Long?
Well, I do. He was here just a little bit ago.
Oh, he must have went back in the feed room or somewhere.
Yeah, must have. Sulking more than likely because he's such a failure.
Why, he ain't such a failure, Grandpa.
Yeah, I better go back there and cheer him
no,
up.
No, I'll cheer him up. Now, you better get on home to your painting junk there.
Yeah, I reckon I had better do that. Get back to my paints and brushes.
Yeah, I believe I'm going to get started, too.
Yeah, gotta stick around my easel nowadays.
Oh, well. Yeah,
good luck to you, Abner.
Yeah, much obliged, Grandpa, for suggesting me.
Oh, not at all. So long.
So long. Lom, where you at, Lom? Grandpa's gone now.
Yeah, I hear the door. And I thought he never would go.
Yeah, when did you leave us, anyway?
Oh, a while ago. Couldn't stand to hear him tell me no longer how much of a monkey I made out of myself.
Oh, well, he didn't actually mean that, Lum. You know how Grandpap runs on that away.
Yeah, but everything he said's true, though, Abner. It's more than likely why I didn't like to hear it. Like that old Eddard saying of mine, it's the truth that hurts.
Yeah, but now, Lum,
no use talking, Abner. I'm a laughing stock, and I know it.
Oh, Fred, okay.
And the worst part about it is I made a laughing stock out of Miss Melrose, too.
Why, you ain't did no such a thing, Lum.
Oh, yes, I have. I oughtn't have ever stuck my big nose into that painting stuff.
Oh.
Oughtn't have ever got that exhibit out in, either. Pine Ridge ain't no place for nothing like that.
Well, no, I reckon you're right about that, Mom.
Maybe that surrealistical junk is all right for some kinds of folks in big cities and foreign places, but out here in our town, when folks looks at a picture of a horse, I grant you, they want to see a horse.
Yeah, or a bowl of bananas.
Yeah, you can't fool folks in a small town.
No.
Say that right here and now, they've got to have real painting.
Yeah, well, Lum, you weren't exactly trying to fool them.
No, not on a purpose I wasn't, but I was just the same.
You were, huh?
And I was one of the folks I was trying to fool, too.
Huh?
You want to know something, Abner? Do you know that I never actually understood none of them paintings I painted?
You never?
No. I had enough genius in me to paint them, but after they was dead, I never knowed what I'd done.
For the land's sake.
And when Miss Melrose explained her pictures to me, I'd sit there and nod my head and say, uh-huh, but I never understood hardly a word she said.
Well, I don't get, I'm proud to hear that, Long. I was afeard for a while there that I was getting awful ignorant or you was getting tetch one.
I was shorter tetch, I reckon, but not no more I ain't. From now on, L. Edwards ain't taking up nothing but sensible stuff. And very little of that, too.
I dog is good for you, Lon. Good
no
for you.
No more getting mixed up in junk I can't understand.
No, no.
Keeping my feet solid on the ground.
Yeah, that's a time. That's a time.
Old common sense bedrock Edwards. That's me from now on. Horse sense Edwards. Practical, steadfast, level-headed Lon. No detours. On the beam Edwards. Sound mind.
I believe that was our ringer on the beam, Edward.
Oh, all right, I'll get it.
Yeah.
From now on, you're going to see the sanest man. Hello, jot him down, store and library. Bedrock Edwards talking.
Proud to hear him talking that way.
Mom? Oh, how are you, Miss Mabel? Well, I'm proud to hear that.
You'll
Mom?
Her out, that's what he'll do.
Why, yes, Mom. Why, sure, I reckon so. All right, fine, in about 10 minutes. Yes, Mom. Goodbye. Hi, Granny's Abner. Give me my hat.
Huh?
Help me pack a little lunch and get me a notebook.
A notebook?
Yeah, me and Miss Melrose are going to make a study of the wild birds and animals inhabiting the foothills.
Huh?
Granny's, there's the kind of work I was always cut out for. Botany.